Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You cannot sustain a society on principles that are contrary to how God has created us. And I think that sooner or later that people are going to wake up and say, you know what, this is just an unsustainable ethic to try to run society on.
In the meantime, I guess, I know that you were part of a conference focusing on, you know, maybe how churches and ministries can be prepared or the implications of same-sex marriages, maybe protect against LGBT lawsuits or those things. What advice would you have for ministries, churches, Christian colleges?
Well, I would say first that ADF on our website has AllianceDefendingFreedom.org. We have materials for what businesses should do, what nonprofit, religious ministries and churches should do, what small businesses should do to protect themselves. Speaking particularly to churches, though, what they have to do is to make sure they have clear doctrinal statements that they act on about the definition of marriage, and that it's clearly accessible, like in their doctrines, and in churches set up their church government differently. So however it's done, and we kind of go through if you're a congregation-based church, if you're a hierarchical church, you're like with bishops, et cetera, how you would do that. And that to basically stick to the principles. And I think anybody who says, oh, you know, we want to present the gospel, but, you know, stay away from these secondary divisive issues, et cetera, that sort of thing. I just caution people to think that way, that they are just simply giving into pressure to compromise. Because even if you think this is like, we're just going to focus on the gospel of Jesus, you know, died for our sins and rose from the dead to win a salvation and a reconciliation with God. Paul says in Ephesians 5 that marriage of one man and one woman reflects the very gospel itself, that Christ loves the church. So now that's a secondary way that it communicates the gospel preaching and the Bible reading are the main ways. But nonetheless, we distort or limit or hamper people's ability to comprehend the gospel itself if our societies define marriage wrong. And so I don't think you can separate, say, gospel is primary, definition of marriage is secondary. Paul does not say that in Ephesians 5. And I think that that's just something we have to just say, Lord, give us grace and faith and courage to do what's right, even though there's a lot of hostility to that in the society.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.